tuned on the Phil Hendry Show now for the Ginger Bell Show, followed by Kenny Slagg.
Hey, everybody, this is Ginger Bell in Country USA. I'm Ginger Bell, and I've had my ass kicked by some of the great stars of all time in country music. And here's a guy that beat me up and shoved me from a moving limousine. It's Tim McGraw with Humble and Kind. We're going to work in the titles of the songs today, by the way, as aspects of my personality or the people who kicked my ass and pushed me out of moving limousines. Tim McGraw here in Humble and Kind, which he isn't, by the way.
The keys under the mat.
Ginger Bell.
Childhood starshine. Always stay humble and kind.
Tim McGraw there, and he is not humble and kind. When I said to him, you know, when I first met him, I said, you know, hey, why don't you come back when you tune your guitar, kid? I didn't know who he was. Some punk who was playing some dump, some dive on the south side of town. But it turned out that he was a big hit and a big star, and I went over to his office, and I said, wow, look at you. You got an office, huh? I said, yes, I do, Mr. Joel. I said, well, now I'd like to sign to that management deal. And he said, I'm sorry, I've already signed to a manager. And I said, you're a backstabbing rube. You're a backstabbing hick. You'd stab me, Ginger Bell, in the back? And that's when he had two big oafs, two big torpedoes, pick me up and throw me down two flights of stairs. And then they kicked me out the door and then pushed me across what looked like a wrought iron fence and right into a mud puddle. And I got up and my face was covered with mud and the front of my suit was covered with mud. And I turned and I said, thanks a lot, Tim. Ginger Bell there with a big, big hit here on Country USA. That's called Humble and Kind. And as I said, humble and kind is what I am, not Tim McGraw. It's what I am, not Tim McGraw. All right, number two here on the Ginger Bell Country USA charts with us, a good one here. It's called Drunk on Your Love. Let me tell you something. Hanging out with country stars, you see a lot of drunks. Yes, I've had my ass kicked by some of the great ones, and I had my ass kicked by this guy here. Brett Eldridge, I think is his name, or I could have it wrong. And it really doesn't matter anymore because he didn't sign with my management deal. It is Brett Eldridge, or Brett Elderberry, Brett something. Brett's a big star. You know, these guys are happening fast and furious here in the world of country music. You don't know when these guys are not stars, when they are stars. This guy's a star. In this way.
Ginger Bell got his ass kicked.
Oh, still drunk, drunk on your love.
I heard this song in a seedy bar in Atlanta, Georgia, and it was Brett up there on stage, and he said, well, what do you think, Mr. Jabell? Would you sign me to a management deal? I said, no, I will not. I tell you what I will do, though. I'll do you a big favor, and I took his guitar, and I smashed it against the side of a brick wall. We were outside near a Dipsy dumpster, and then I threw it to the dumpster. I said, go fetch your guitar. And he said, you just said go-go. And I said, yeah, okay, now I'm going to. So then I took his banjo. I did the same thing. I said, that's what you get for giving crap to Ginger Bell, Country USA. Well, a few months later, I found out that he was a big hit here with his song Drunk on Your Love. I tried to make it over to his house. He had two bodyguards there. And they said, what do you want? I said, I'm Ginger Bell. I want to sign this what's his name, this Brett something or other, to a management deal. I'm going to do him a favor. I'm going to give him a break. And they said, we're sorry, you're not allowed here. I said, well, we'll see about that. And I tried to get past them. And that's when one of them punched me in the stomach and the other one hit me across the side of the head with a sap. Have you ever been hit with a sap? Let me tell you, I'm not even really sure to this day whether I was hit, whether I was kissed, whether someone just sat on my face. I don't know what. But I do know I was unconscious for about 5 minutes.
Ginger Bell gets his ass kicked by some of the great stars in country music.
You got that right. You got that right. That's a great one. That is Brett Eldridge, and that is called Drunk on Your Love here, and that is number two of the Ginger Bell Country USA charts. Well, you know, fans, I've had my ass beat, kicked. I have had rocks dropped on my head. I've had lead pipes hit across my face. I've had all kinds of, beatings, and I take them like a man. And you know what? I consider a very, very wonderful aspect of my life career is that I've had my ass kicked by some of the greats. I've had my ass kicked by Merle Haggard. I've had my ass kicked by Marty Robbins. I've had my ass kicked by, yep, that's right, Loretta Lynn. I had my ass kicked by Minnie Pearl when I went, howdy, and I pointed and I laughed at her. She came over and she had what was, I don't know if you're familiar with those big old stand ashtrays. She had an ashtray. It was on a stand, and she took it, and she hit me beautiful flush right in the side, right up around the orbital bone of the eye socket. With the ashtray itself, using the stand as a sort of the baseball bat, hit me full with this ashtray, kind of stunned me. I saw little lights, and I said, trying to be very, very cool, I said, Minnie, wow, you know what? Get the license plate of that truck. Sorry, man, I didn't mean to say you've got a big ass, but ha 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 ha. And that's when one of her people picked me up, turned me upside down, and pile drove me. And I was saying, is that a pile? Did you just pile drive me? He said, no, I pile drove you. I pile drove you. And I said, thank you. Thank you for making that very, very clear. All right, coming up at number three here, Gene Jamel, Country USA, Maren Morris, and a song called My Church. When I first heard it, I thought, no, I'm not going that route. I'm going to do that country music spiritual route. Yeah, I know. You got God when you stop drinking, start using pills. But I can't do that. I can't play that. I can't go there. I'm a honky-tonk kind of a guy. So when Maren Morris said to me, I got this beautiful song, Mr. Jamel, I said, yeah, let me guess. It's called My Church, and you found Jesus. He said, sort of. I said, why don't you get your country ass the hell out of my office? Well, about 6 months later, I saw it was charting, so I went over to Maren's house. By that time, she was married to a very big, strong, muscular guy. And he said, what do you want? I said, I want to talk to Maren. I don't want to talk to you. I tell you what, when I want to talk to you, I'll come around with a bar of soap. And that's when he picked me up and kind of put me under his arm, almost as if he was carrying like a big sack of something. And he rammed my head, I would say a good half a dozen to a dozen times, rammed my head into a concrete wall that they had around back here. They're building a swimming pool, I say around here. I'm just imagining her backyard. They're putting in a swimming pool, and they were also putting in a barbecue pit, and there was going to be a gas pit there as well, a fire pit. And he began ramming my head into what would be the bar for the barbecue, and there would be chairs there. I said, this is very nice. He said, you're still conscious? I said, yeah. And then one final ram of my head into this bar, he just let go of me, just kind of put his arms out to his side, and I dropped like, well, just like a sack of shit. Right onto the cement there. And when I finally did wake up, the sun had gone down. I saw people partying and having fun in the house. I realized I was still at Maren Morris's house. And I finally kind of picked myself up and dusted myself off and went around the side of the house so no one saw me and got out to the front of the street there and just walked all the way down through the gates and out onto the boulevard and hitchhiked because there wasn't any way to get a cab and there wasn't any way to get a bus. And my cell phone had been smashed to pieces, Frank. And I don't know how, but it was smashed. I think somebody pulled it out of my pocket and stepped on it. So when I finally got to a payphone, I was able to call up a cab. And then I had to get over to a cash machine. I got mugged there. I was mugged by one of Maren Morris's bodyguards. He said, I'm only kidding, gave me the money back. And then I finally got to the hotel, but since I couldn't pay my bill, I had to go down here to a Super 8, and I went to sleep, and I believe there was fecal matter in the bed.
Gene Jabel, we'll be right back.
Hey, buddy, Gene Jabel, welcome back to Country USA. I'm Gene Jabel, and I've had my ass beat almost bloody by some of the great country artists of all time. I've had my ass kicked. I've been beaten up by their bodyguards, by the artists themselves, and in some instances, their family members, including their little children. That's right. Very, very proud of that here at Gene Jabel's Country USA. Let's listen now to Dierks Bentley. Here's a song called Somewhere on a Beach. I'll tell you something about Dierks or whatever. I still can't pronounce his name, and that's what got my ass kicked the first time. He said, hey, Mr. Jabel, my name is Dierks Bentley. Would you maybe sign me to a management deal? I said, what's the name of your song? He said, Somewhere on a Beach. I said, hey, Somewhere on a Beach, there's a carcass, and let's just hope it isn't yours. And he said, I don't get that. I said, well, look, somewhere on a beach, there's a dead seal, a dead whale. Maybe there's a dead man. It ain't Dierks Bentley, so get out of my office before it is. Well, about 6 months later, I found out that that song was actually a hit. People liked it. They were playing it on the radio. Dierks had signed a management contract. Sorry. Every time I think about it, I start to gag up. A management contract with another guy. So I immediately went down to his office to talk him out of it and say, you know, just make him see the error of his way and say, hey, Dierks, here I am. Here's Gene Jabel. I made a mistake. Let's go. Let's make beautiful music together. Let's make millions and millions and mintons of dollars. And he said, Benny, a guy by the name of Benny or Tony, I forget. I know he was rather swarthy and oily. He said, would you please show Mr. Jabel the door? And I said, who's Mr. Bedell? He said, that's the name of my manager, Bob Bedell. I said, I'm Gene Jabel. He said, not even close. And that's when this Tony, this swarthy guy Tony, he said, hold up for a minute, Tony. I think I'll come with you. So Tony and Dierks Bentley took me downstairs and threw me into the trunk of a car. And the next thing I know, there was water coming through the trunk of the car. Well, they've driven it into a lake. And I say they've driven it into a lake because it seems like it's happening right now, but they had driven it into a lake. So I was locked in the trunk of a car, and the car was sinking in a mud hole that was a good 40 feet deep. Well, I was able to kick the trunk open and swim to the surface, and I saw them standing there. I said, I'm sorry, Dierks. I know you wanted me to drown, but I really feel like living today. And they said, fine, come on. So they fished me out. They dried me off. They gave me a shower. They even got a blow dryer and a hair stylist. They bought me a new suit of clothes. And everything was looking good. They even gave me a bag of popcorn to munch. And then they took me out to a highway and kicked me out of the back of a truck. And I rolled a good 100 yards, tearing the suit to shit, excuse my language. And that's when I started hitchhiking, and a cop picked me up and busted me for vagrancy. Yeah, that's Dierks Bentley with the song Summer on the Beach here. Gene Jabel getting his ass kicked by the top country artist of all time.
Yeah, it's Gene Jabel.
Hey, Betty, that is Betty Fortort,
yes.
And he is our announcer here on Gene Jabel's Great Country Hits of All Time. You know something, folks? There's a great, great artist named Blake Shelton. You know who he is? Blake Shelton, I could have managed had I been a little bit kinder, had I been a little bit, had I been conscious, I could have managed him, but I fell asleep. And the reason why I fell asleep was when Blake was in concert, he said, "Would you please come out and watch me, Mr. Jabel?" I said, "Sure." Well, I got so blind, stinking drunk that I passed out in the middle of the first song, and I was laying on the floor underneath the table in the bar that I was watching Blake Shelton. Well, while he was signing with another manager, I was laying on the floor throwing up, and finally my girlfriend picked me up, dragged me up to my car, and I went to sleep in the front seat. When I woke up, I was in an empty parking lot. The bar was closed. It was 5 a.m. Nobody was there. Blake wasn't there. I said, "Where's Blake? Where's Blake? I've got to know. I must know." Well, there was nobody there to tell me. So I did see a guy sweeping up out back. I said, "You know who Blake Shelton is?" He said, "Yes, I do." I said, "You're going to tell me where he is, aren't you?" He said, "I don't know, but I'll make a place up." I said, "Fine." So he made up a place. I went there. It turned out to be the clubhouse of a notorious outlaw motorcycle gang. I got my ass kicked. I was hung by one arm from the ceiling, and I was left there to just kind of twist in the wind. And I never did meet Blake Shelton. I got my ass kicked by a motorcycle club.
Gene Jabel gets his ass kicked by one percenters.
That's Gene Jabel, Country USA, the great, great country artist of all time. Kick my ass, throw me out of the backs of cars, throw my head into a brick wall. Kick me downstairs. I'll tell you, it's a great, great life. It's a great, great music, country music. All right, folks, time now for our pick of the week, our click pick of the week, or the pick click of the beak. Click pick of the beak. This is the one that we, this is one we dedicate to our pet heron, and that's Harry the Heron. That's why we say it's the click of the beak, and it is Cole Swindell, and the song is You Should Be Here. That's right. And you know what, Cole? You should be here in my office, signed to a management contract. Had I known that you had talent, when I first met Cole, I said, "Do you play that guitar, or is it something you just urinate into?" And he said, "Ha, ha, 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 I'm here to see if you'll manage me." I said, "No." He said, "You haven't even heard me sing." I said, "I haven't heard you sing, but I don't like that baseball cap." And I threw him out of the office, and he actually bounced a few flights of stairs down there. But I was busy, and then I found out that it was a hit, so naturally I hitchhiked over to his house because someone had stolen my car the night before. I know who it was. It was the kid that was washing my car, but I told him that I wouldn't hire him to wash out a birdcage, and that's when he decided to go ahead and steal my car. So I had to hitchhike over to Cole Swindell's office, and I went upstairs and said, "Hi, Gene Jabel here. I'd like to talk to Cole," and they slammed the door in my face. Well, I was halfway in, so you can imagine, it broke my nose. I knocked again. They opened the door. I said, "Hi, I'm Gene Jabel," and they said, "No, you're are not allowed in here," and they slammed the door again just as I was walking in. So now I had another broken orbital bone and a broken nose. So I said, the guy said to me, "Why don't you stop trying to come into the office, because every time I slam the door, it breaks another bone in your face." I said, "You want a bone in your face?" And I made like I was unzipping, and that's when he said, "Okay, it's your funeral," and he hauled us back, and all I saw was just a large fist coming my way, and then I saw like almost fireworks. I think it was either fireworks or just a big firecracker blast, and when I awoke, I saw blue sky, I saw birds, I saw angels. I thought I was dead, and I wish I was dead, because I was actually in Tampa. Getting my ass kicked by the great country artist of all time is Gene Jabel. That's Cole Swindell. There's one called You Should Be Here. Well, what do you like to wear underneath your shirt? I'll tell you what you like to wear under your shirt. You like to wear a T-shirt, right? That's what I wear now, because ever since I didn't sign Thomas Rhett to a deal, all I do is walk around in T-shirts, and they're not very clean. This is Thomas Rhett with T-shirt here on Gene Jabel's top country artist of all time who've kicked my ass and beaten it almost to death. Working with me down at our spot. Never did like this guy's voice. I thought he sounded like too hillbilly. Way, way, way too hillbilly. What did I know? The guy turns into a hit. He becomes a big, big star. So I went over to his house. That's where his office is. I said, "Hey, Tommy, it's Gene Jabel." He said, "Is that your rolling piece of crap out front?" I said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "That's a beautiful, beautiful RAV4. He said, "Yeah, okay, what do you want?" I said, "I'd like to sign you to a management deal." He said, "You were going to sign me to a management deal." I asked you to sign me to a management deal, and you'd sign me a management deal. I said, "Boy, I don't even understand what you're saying there. Are you sure you're not back on the speed?" He said, "That does it. He said, wait there. So I waited there. I waited there for about 2 hours. He was finishing up a pool game, and he was talking to some friends on the phone. Then he came outside, put his arm around. He said, I want you to see something. I said, okay. So he took me over to a brand spanking new 5-speed Camaro that he had. He said, would you mind getting down in the back here to see if the tailpipes are, you know, firmly in place? I think they're loose. I said, not at all. And just as soon as I got on my hands and knees, he threw it into reverse and rolled it right over top of my hands.
But it's hard to unlock the door.
Did it hurt? Sure it hurt. But it wasn't an ass kicking. I said, okay, very, very funny, Tommy. It'll take me about 6 months to get these hands back. He said, well, that's not all. He said, I'd like you to crawl into the trunk of this car. I said, well, you're not going to drive this into a lake. This is a brand new 5-speed Camaro. He said, yes, but I can afford much, much better. So, yes, I am. And that was the second time that week that Gene Jabel was stuffed into the trunk of a car and I was rolled into a lake and the muddy water came in. I kicked open the door. He pulled me out. There was Thomas Red. I said, are you going to, you know, give me a new suit of clothes and everything? He said, sure, sure, why not? Gave me a new suit of clothes. They had gave me a shower. You know, they blue-dried my hair, however you say that. And he said to me, did you just say blue-dried? I said, yes, I did. He said, that's it, man. He said, that tears it. And he took me up in his helicopter, and he dropped me into the Gulf of Mexico, right in a spot where the oil slicks had just begun, you know, from that Gulf thing. That's right. When they finally did fish me out of the Gulf, I was as black and oily as any bird, any sea lion, any mammal that you'd seen, and I had to wait in line behind mammals, dolphins, sea lions, and birds so I could get washed off, so I could get the oil washed off of me. A man standing in line behind 16 sea lions and marlins. Oh, God, it hurt.
You see, it's been around.
Gene Jabel's gotten his ass kicked and will again.
Guns N' Roses video.
Stay tuned.
Gene Jabel here, and we'll be right back with Gene Jabel getting his ass kicked here on Country USA. Hey, guys, we're having a little bit of fun on social media as we just interrupt Gene Jabel one more time here. I want you to head over to Facebook, head over to Twitter or Instagram, and tell us your favorite quote from today's show. From today's show. So you listen to Gene Jabel. You're also hearing from Kenny Slagg. Give us your favorite quote from today's show. Add the hashtag World of Phil. And you could win a swag bag. We'll send out 5 at the end of the month. Here are some good ones so far. Buffalonian sounds like something you squat and leave on a lawn. That was, I believe, General Shaw. Here's another one. He picked me up, grabbed a towel, and spent the next 20 minutes cleaning dip off my derriere. And then finally, I only got one nut, and I got less a chance of Mongo Kids on account of it. So, oh my God! Well, these are funny things. These are the funny things in life, Margaret. So make sure you head over to either our Twitter account, and we've got two of them, by the way. We have Real Phil Henry, twitter.com/RealPhilHenry, or twitter.com/PhilHenryShow. We also have Margaret. You have an account, but we want them to
yes, go over to the Phil Henry account.
Yeah. You can go over to Instagram, Phil Henry on Instagram, or you can head over to Facebook, which is our fan page over there, and that is facebook.com/PhilHenryFans, PHANS. That's Phil Henry Fans, PHANS. Now let's get back to Gene Jabel's top country artists of all time who've kicked his ass. Hey, everybody, it's Gene Jabel with you here on the top country artists of all time that have beaten my ass bloody. Here's Kelsey Ballerini and Dibs.
I
wanted to have dibs on her career, but no, I didn't have dibs on her career. Somebody else signed her. I said, hey, come on, Kelsey, you know, you want and you need and you know that you desire Gene Jabel. And she said, let me show you how much I want and desire you. She said, have you ever been shrimping? I said, matter of fact, I have. She said, let's go on out to that pier in Cocoa Beach. We'll go shrimping. I said, that's fine with me. And I realized I had it in here because she loves shrimping and deep sea fishing. I didn't really. I can't stand the smell of fish. I can't stand the ocean. I can't stand having anything to do with, you know, working class people. But hey, if she wanted to go out there and go shrimp, and I said, sure. I brought a big net, and I had on my, you know, extra special dungarees. I was looking good, looking right Saturday night. And I went out there, and she said, you know what? The best way to shrimp is to go in and get them. I said, what do you mean go in and get them? Well, here's what I mean. And she pushed me off the pier. 20-foot drop, I hit the water.
On your hand.
And I was okay, fine with me, and I started swimming around with the shrimp. When I finally got out of there with the shrimp, I must have had about a half a dozen to a dozen. Finally got about 20, 24, 34 shrimp. I got out and went up onto the pier. Well, she was long gone. She'd been gone for a full hour. The limousine was gone, and we were a good 50 miles away from Orlando, which is where I had gotten off the plane and got a hotel, and that was where I was going to meet her. Now I had to hitchhike all the way back because my phone got wet when I fell into the surf. I finally made my way back there. I said, Kelsey, that wasn't very funny. She said, no, it wasn't. Here's one that's funny. She said, would you mind going in the kitchen there and getting me a cold drink? I said, sure. So I walked in, but she had somebody behind a door, and they went, excuse me, bang, slammed it right into my face. I fell backwards, and I fell backwards into a cat box that they were cleaning or were about to clean, and they positioned it just where my head would fall. So my head fell right into a warm, warm, brand new cat turd. Ginger Bell. I'll tell you, that was very funny. Ha ha ha.
Oh, man.
I can still smell it. I can still smell it.
If you got a heart that ain't afraid to love, ain't afraid to break.
All right, Ginger Bell here with the top country hits of all time. So the cop, the top, the cop, the top cop. Oh, that's a different show, isn't it? The top country hits this week. And we got a new one for you here. This is Lee Bryce. And here is one called That Don't Sound Like You. That's right, That Don't Sound Like You. In fact, when I first met Lee Bryce, I said, hey, Lee, how about signing a management deal? He said, I wouldn't sign with you. I wouldn't sign a deal with you for gold-plated. I said, Lee, that don't sound like you. He said, hey, that's the name of a song. And he wrote it, and I said, do I get any writing credit? He said, of course not. So I went over to his house, and I said, hey, Lee, you owe me money on the writing credit. He said, all you did was give me the name of the song. I said, well, still, I think you owe me money. He said, okay, wait there, and I'll give it to you. And he came to the front door, and he handed me a couple of quarters, and he also had a token for some video place that his kids went to. I said, very funny, Lee. I said, you owe me money. He said, really? He said, and then he handed me a $2 bill. He said, that's going to be worth money someday. I said, you still owe me money. He said, well, no, now you owe me. And that's when he had his bodyguards. That's right. They tied me up with duct tape and put me in the back seat of the car, and then drove that car off of a pier. So that would be my second trip off a pier in as many weeks. Only this time I was duct taped in the back seat of a car. The car sailed off the end of the pier, and I imagine it sounded like this. As a matter of fact, it did, because they played the tape recording for me. Well, I finally got free of the duct tape. It was pretty cheap stuff, and I swam to the shore, and you got it. They weren't anywhere around, and we were in a very, very rough part of San Diego. I think it was Mission Beach. So I crawled out of there, and I tried to get a ride out of Mission Beach, but there were a bunch of very, very seedy people there selling all kinds of drugs and things. And I went into a bar. I said, do you mind if I use your phone? He said, yes, I do. I said, well, I'm going to use it anyway. And just as I started to use the phone, some big dude about 6'8" or 6'9" with a big long beard came up, took the phone out of my hand, and broke it over the top of my head. I'm a truck driver. I said, can you give me a ride? He said, well, you can help me out first. I said, sure, what? He said, I want to see if I got any traction with these new tires. He laid me down underneath those big, big meats the truck drivers have, and he went ahead and burned rubber.
Sound like you anymore.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like you, Lee. And he said to me, no, it doesn't sound like me. I like making money. I said, wow, that hurts. Ginger Bell and Country USA. Well, you know, folks, being a great, great country disc jockey and knowing all of the great stars, a lot of times they're going to come over to your house, they're going to break bread with you, they're going to come over and have a drink, maybe they'll have dinner with you. A lot of times we're out and we're hanging out with a lot of the great country stars, and fans will come up and say, hey, can we get an autograph? And I realize that it's very exciting for a lot of you fans to get the autographs of Ginger Bell and any of the country artists that I'm with, but so many times it just is not possible. So we do ask you to stop and don't bother us while we're eating and while we're having drinks and while we're laughing and enjoying our lives as very, very wealthy and important people. Now, one time that happened, I was with a country artist by the name of Chris Young. And Chris Young, as you know, is a brand new star. He's got a brand new song out. It's called Think of You, and it's a duet with, I believe it's Cassidy Pope. Well, anyway, it was Chris Young that evening, and some kid came over and said, can I get your autograph? And I said, no, you may not. Quit bothering me. And the kid said, Mr. Young. And Chris kind of looked at me and laughed, and I said, well, you just embarrassed me, kid. Do you want my autograph or don't you? And the kid said, I don't even know who you are. And I said, okay, that does it. I grabbed the kid and I ran him right out the door. I mean, I grabbed him by the belt, I had him by the collar, and ran him right out into the street. And unfortunately, yes, he was hit by a bus. But that was on him, not me. That was on him, not me, because he was bothering me, Gene Jabel, and Chris Young in the middle of dinner. Chris said, why did you do that? I like signing autographs. And I said, autographs? He said, no, autographs. I said, don't lie to me, Young, you lying sack of crap. You don't like signing. And before I got the word autograph out, he'd hit me with a straight left shot right into the teeth. I lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teeth from the upper jaw. And I said,
that's amazing shot.
I remember I said that because I was really, it hurt, but I was also very impressed. And he said, thank you. Well, there was blood spewing everywhere. And meanwhile, there were people lining up to have their autograph signed. I said, excuse me, I can't sign it. I can't sign it. And they said, we don't want your autograph, you freak on wheels. I said,
that's good.
Well, and Chris started signing all these autographs. I said, hey, Chris, tell you what, man, how about signing with me? And, of course, it was sounding like this.
How about signing with me?
He said, I'm not going to sign with you. You're spitting blood all over the place. You look like Dracula with no teeth in the middle of your head. Get out of here. That's when he grabbed me by the collar, grabbed me by my belt, and ran me right out into the same street that I just run that young fan out into. And you got it. The same bus came by. Those memories and nobody. A lot of you are thinking right now, and you're asking, well, did it hit you? No, it didn't, because I had a skillful sidestep that I used. I was quicker, a lot quicker than that fan. No, the bus didn't hit me. All right, the bus didn't hit me, but I did continue across the street into the other oncoming traffic, and that bus hit me. It was a bus that was going the other way, but I really like to think that I did way, way better than that fan. He got hit by the first bus. I was able to avoid the first bus. Yes, I did run into the path of the second bus, and it did hit me. And I was in the hospital for 4 months, and I will tell you this right now, I don't really remember anything for about a week or 2 weeks after I got out of the hospital, and I don't really remember anything about what Chris Young looks like. But he's one of the great stars of all time. Top country hits of all time. Hi, everybody, this is Gene Jabel. I sure do hope that you enjoyed Gene Jabel's top country hits of all time. And me getting my ass kicked by some of the great country artists of all time. These aren't really the top country hits of all time, the top country hits of the last week. But I like to say that the top country hits of all time, otherwise you wouldn't listen to me. All you want to do is hear your great country artists. I'm a country disc jockey. I used to think I was important, but I'm not anymore. I'm Gene Jabel, and I'm a disc jockey, and I don't mean shit anymore to people.
The ones that they wish they were.
The Gene Jabel.
Tune for Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century here on Wang. Friends, you have not seen anything till you've seen Bethany Mobile Homes. Bethany Mobile Homes, 15 miles outside of town. They're in a beautiful, 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 pardon me. They're in a beautiful, beautiful little town called Zizaz. Zizaz, that's spelled S-I-K-E. Zizaz is the place that has these Bethany Mobile Homes that I've been telling you so much about. Friends, now is the time. Now is the time, and I'm telling you right now, you've got to do it. You've got to get on the phone. You've got to call the Bethany Mobile Home sales agent and get yourself in there to see a Bethany Mobile Home. A Bethany Mobile Home is one of the finest mobile homes you're going to live in. It's one of the finest mobile homes you're ever not going to live in. It's one of the finest mobile homes you'll have parked in your garage and parked in your driveway and never get anywhere near. It's one of the finest mobile homes. Your neighbors will be envious. Your mother will be envious. Your father will be envious. People that don't have a place to live will be envious. And it'll be parked there on your driveway. Just park there on your driveway. Bethany Mobile Homes. Go now. See. Buy. Bethany Mobile Homes. I sure hope you take this advice. And remember, clip out that coupon in your coupon booklet and it'll probably say something like good for detergent and it won't buy you a mobile home. What coupon would buy you a mobile home? I don't understand that. Bethany Mobile Homes. I don't understand it. Bethany Mobile Homes. You're listening to Wang. Byron and Oprah with your horoscopes at 11. This is Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Now, from the Gromer Building in Chicago, Illinois, here is Kenny Slagg.
Hello, everyone. This is Kenny Slagg, and this is Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Well, this week, as we sit high atop the Gromer building here in Chicago, Illinois, I'm going to try something different. I was talking to Laura and a lot of the support staff here, and I was trying to figure out how we can make things clearer so that you understand what we ask of you and what you can do for Kenny Slag. Kenny Slag's principles of abundance in the 21st century are there to make you abundant and me abundant. They're there, basically, for all of us to share in. Now, I've worked very, very hard, and I've sacrificed a lot. A family, friends, and even a home. I was incarcerated for several years, and I don't really want to get into that, but I can tell you that during that time, I sacrificed and suffered a great deal in trying to formulate the principles of abundance in the 21st century. It was there that I learned trust. It was there that I allowed myself to be used by some of the inmates, and then I realized that I could have inmates use other...
Cut! I don't think you want to go there, Kenny.
All right.
Just mention you're in prison.
Take two.
It was there that I learned some of the intricacies of what we call jailhouse games. Games that you play, not to hurt anyone, but to further your own aspirations while you're in jail. Jail is a society, a place where it is evil and it is scary, but you can make great strides. So I became a bit of a jailhouse game player. I learned how to use other inmates to get the things that I needed. I learned at times...
Cut! Kind of went... Pick it up, but I learned at times...
I learned at times to use other inmates so that I could get where I needed to be. Sometimes I sacrificed friendships and sacrificed other inmates to what were called the Big Bull Queens.
Cut. Why? Because you were starting to laugh.
No, I wasn't.
Shh. I'll start it with Big Bull Queen.
It was there that I realized I could sacrifice the well-being of other inmates to what we called the Big Bull Queens. You see, in jail, like in life, sometimes you have to give it over to a negative force in order to make positive things happen. I hope you understand what I'm saying, but if you don't worry, because we now have the Kenny Slag Principles of Abundance 21st Century Style Mantra or Focus. You see, this...
Cat, 21st century, and then you hit the sounder.
Right. But if you don't, we have something now called the Kenny Slag Principles of Abundance...
Take two.
But if you don't, we now have something called the Kenny Slag Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century Focus Mantra.
Kenny Slag Focus Mantra.
The Kenny Slag Focus Mantra.
Take two. Wait a second. That's the wrong one, Kenny.
I know. Here, let me see.
Which one is it?
Right here.
That ain't it.
No. That's it. And rolling.
We now have something to help you focus down your energy. It's called the Kenny Slag Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century Focus Mantra.
Kenny Slag Focus Mantra.
The Focus Mantra is simply something that you...
Cut, you went simply.
No, I didn't.
Laura, yes, you did, Kenny. Take it from a...
Kenny Slag Focus Mantra.
The Focus Mantra is something you hang on a wall... Or...
Cut, you went...
Hey, what is it with you guys all of a sudden?
Kenny, you're butchering it.
Turn that off before I kill someone.
We now have something called the Kenny Slag Focus Mantra. We now have something called the Kenny Slag Focus Mantra.
Kenny Slag Focus Mantra.
The Focus Mantra is a symbol that you hang on your wall. You can hang it in the kitchen. You can hang it in the bathroom, hang it in the garage. Some people like to hang it in their car. It is a focus mantra so that you can look and... Shit.
Kenny?
Take two.
Well, go. Kenny Slag Focus Mantra.
The Kenny Slag Focus Mantra is simply a symbol that you hang on a wall, either in your kitchen, your bathroom. Some people like to...
Kenny, what's going on with you?
Nothing, man. I'm trying to get through this...
Kenny Slag Focus Mantra.
The Focus Mantra is a symbol that you hang on your wall, such as your kitchen, in your bathroom. Some people will hang it in the car. In it, in that frame, is a picture of someone or a picture of something. Now, the Kenny Slag Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century Focus Mantra is a picture of me. And it's a picture of me playing tennis. It's actually a picture of me in a tennis pose. So you have the action, but you also have the focus. My eyes should meet yours. So when you have this hanging in your car, and we do suggest you hang it from a rearview mirror. Someone was kidding about Nicolas Cage and Peggy Sue Got Married that you put the picture in your visor. No, you do not. No, you do not, because you're proud of having the Kenny Slag Focus mantra. The Kenny Slag Focus... Goddamn a cunt.
Tick. What's your language, Kenny?
Hey.
Kenny Slag Focus Mantra.
The Kenny Slag Focus Mantra...
Cut. Teddy, let's just cut all this dialogue, cut all this stuff out.
The Kenny Slag Focus Mantra.
The Kenny Slag Focus Mantra is a picture of me that you hang either in your bathroom, in your kitchen, or in your car. If you hang it in your bathroom, do not hang it over the toilet tank. Some people who had negative feelings toward Kenny Slag and wanted to mock our efforts were sending out missives and letters saying that you must hang the Kenny Slag Focus Mantra, that is, the picture of me in tennis togs in a tennis pose, over the toilet tank in your bathroom. No, you should not. In fact, that's negative energy. So please don't answer any mail from any post office box that is in Champlain, Illinois. Again, don't answer any mail, nor do anything that anyone tells you to do if they come from Champlain, Illinois. That would include mail. That would include just someone you meet in the airport. Anyone who identifies themselves as coming from Champlain, Illinois, don't do anything they say to do.
Cut. What happened?
Nothing. I just
joked. And rolling.
The Kenny Slag Focus Mantra is a picture of me wearing tennis togs, and I'm staring back at the camera. I am in what is called a forehand pose. That picture was taken at Hilton Head Island last summer. And it's one I'm very, very proud of because energy flows through it. Not only flows through it...
You said flip it. I know.
That picture was a picture taken of me last summer at Hilton Head Island. Energy flows through it, not only through it, but also out of it. If you look, you'll see that I'm staring back through the picture. Make sure you lock eyes with the tennis mantra, or if you will, Tennis Kenny.
Take two. You're not supposed to, Kenny, you say, it's called Kenny, it's Tennis Kenny.
What is?
Tennis Kenny's with the script.
Well, we changed it about five times.
No, it's Tennis Kenny.
Rolling.
When you lock eyes with Tennis Kenny, that's right, that's what that mantra is called, you will begin to feel my energy. You'll feel me, and you'll feel as if you're me. You will want to do for me. Now, a lot of people have said, what is the 21st century principles of abundance? Well, what they are principles of abundance that will help you as they flow through me. So first, I must pick up on the energy and pick up on the intentions that you're sending to me through the eyes of Tennis Kenny, and then I can transmit it back to you. It's just that simple. Let's recap, shall we?
Tennis Kenny recap.
The Tennis Kenny that hangs in your car or in your house is a picture of me taken at Hilton Head Island last summer. I'm in tennis togs, I'm wearing a visor, I'm hitting a forehand shot.
Cut. Sorry.
Take two. Tennis Kenny.
The Tennis Kenny is a mantra. It's a symbol of me, a picture that was taken of me in Hilton Head Island last summer. I'm hitting a forehand, wearing tennis togs and a visor, and I'm looking back at the camera. Through those eyes will flow the energy you need for the principles of abundance of the 21st century. But first, you must respond to Tennis Kenny. As you give to Tennis Kenny then responds to you. It's just that simple. Let's recap, shall we? The Tennis Kenny is a picture of me, a photograph, through which flows the energy of the principles of which flows through me the principles of abundance in the 21st century. Now, when you pick up the vibrations of the Tennis Kenny, and you begin to feel as I feel, do as I do, and want as I want, then the principles of abundance in the 21st century flow back through Tennis Kenny to you. Many have referred to it as Tennis Man. Some people call it Tennis Boy because of the youth of the picture. My youthfulness, something that I've developed through the principles of abundance of the 21st century, is something you may be jealous of, especially you guys. Please do not be jealous. It doesn't do either one of us any good. I am naturally handsome, and my energies, especially those from the Kundalini, which is the lower portions, and we're using yoga terminology now, it flows through me, but in a positive way, so that once you see Tennis Kenny Kenny, or in my more natural and, yes, sexual state, Tennis Boy, then you'll know that it's time for you to back away and let Tennis Kenny begin to emanate his energy. Now, when we say, let Tennis Boy emanate his energy as Tennis Kenny, what we're saying is, you will have the ability to take from Tennis Kenny...
Wait, cut. What? I'm looking at the script here, and Tennis Boy, it's interchangeable.
At this point, it's interchangeable.
Oh. Rolling.
Tennis Kenny and Tennis Boy are one and the same. Many have thought they were different, and it was only within the last 5 years that I decided to make Tennis Kenny and Tennis Boy one. One in the nucleus of energy that is the principles of abundance of the 21st century. Tennis Kenny represents me, and as I stare through my eyes at you and lock eyes with you, if you feel that lock, it's good and bad. If you're a man, that means you should do as I ask. If you're a woman, it also means you should do as I ask, but later. I'll get a phone, I'll call you, I will then send you that phone so you'll have the number that I called from, and I will not talk to you until I call you. I will call you from a phone that I purchase separate from that phone. Your husband, your sons, all male members of your family will never know when Tennis Kenny calls you. But when he does, be ready for an explosion of light, effervescence, and energy from the principles of abundance in the 21st century.
Tennis Kenny's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Roadmap.
The roadmap of our principles of abundance in the 21st century is a simple one. We have a roadmap that we hang here on the wall in our offices. It looks just like any map, except the highways are marked with gold stars, and they have small individual portraits in them. Tennis Kenny is on Highway 1, or, if you will, the Coast Highway. Then we have Bertra, Salmon, the God, the Sub-God, Goddess, God Eat, and finally, in the Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century Religion, the Lower Angel or the Death Angel. These are certainly not...
Go ahead, Roll.
These are certainly not anything to be afraid of. They are simply negative energies to avoid. So never take Death Angel Highway, and you certainly don't want to turn off on God Ease. The best highway to take is Kenny Slag Road, which is our coast highway, or Tennis Boy or Tennis Kenny. Now, let's talk about what you've done this past week for Kenny Slag. I'm Kenny Slag, and I'm the founder, and I am the author of...
Cut. You staggered it.
What do you mean I staggered it?
Well, you went, and I am the, author.
Yeah, I'm kind of staggered.
I'm Kenny Slag, and...
Hold on. All right, rolling.
I'm Kenny Slag, and I'm the author of The Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century. Through me flows the energy, and through me flows the energy that enters Tennis Kenny and then goes through Tennis Kenny's eyes, and he becomes Tennis Boy. When he becomes Tennis Boy, that's when you should stop everything, wait for the telephone to arrive via Federal Express, it will have the number that I called from, and then you call me, but only if you're a female. Don't let the men know. The men will have their chores. You guys, here's what I want you to do. I want you to sit very, very carefully and see if you can't pick up on where the energy is today. If it's flowing from Tennis Boy, you know what you have to do. Go out and amass more energy. That means amass more wealth. That basically means go to work. And when you do, and you make as much money as you possibly can, you have to tithe to Tennis Kenny, not me. And not to any human being in this room or anybody at our mass headquarters in the Kroner Building in Chicago. No. You tithe to Tennis Kenny. You tithe to Tennis Boy. Some people say he's not real. Those people will be dealt with. Tennis Kenny is real and vibrates each day. I can feel it. It is a sexual kundalini energy?
Cut. You said energy. I know. Now be very careful with this, Kenny, because I know what I'm doing.
Rolling.
It is a sexual energy that flows from the kundalini. When Tennis Boy is activated, Tennis Boy will then be seeking. You'll know it. What you need to do is amass that wealth and begin to tithe it over to Tennis Boy. No, you don't mail anything. No, you don't send us a check. You don't send us a federal... What am I trying to say here?
Money order.
Yeah, roll again. No, you don't send us.
No, you don't send us a check and you don't send us a money order. What you do is you open up a bank account, make sure we have the routing number, and Tennis Kenny does the rest. The energy of Tennis Boy will flow back and forth between your bank account and our central headquarters here at Kroner Building East Tower. It is here where all will be
Take two.
It is here where all will be made natural. Right now, Tennis Boy is in an unnatural state. But soon, very soon, Tennis Boy and Tennis Kroner, that's the highway in the interior that we were looking at here, will be of substance.
You're listening to Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century with Kenny Slagg. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. This is Kenny Slagg, and I want you to get my book. It's called Kenny Slagg's 15 Ways to Get to the 21 Ways of the Principles of Abundance. It's the book that you've been waiting for. This is the book that's going to explain to you how it's all done, how we put it together, the magpie, the jokes, and, of course, that ever-present lofting. All of that is yours with the Kenny Slagg 15 Ways to the 21 Ways of Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. And what we'd like you to do right now is write down this address, Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century, Post Office Box 2163, that's Kroner Building, East Tower, Chicago, Illinois. Make sure you mark on it Kenny, oh Kenny. Kenny Slagg, I'm Kenny Slagg. I'm also, I am Kenny Slagg. I am the walking, living, I am the locomotion embodiment of Tennis Boy. I am also Kenny Boy. These separate sets of circumstance, these godheads, are what guide us each day in our principles of abundance. Please do not blow it. Please do not blow it. Make sure the routing number is right, and we'll send you our book. That's the 15 ways of the 21 ways of the principles of abundance in the 21st Century, Kroner Building, East Tower, Chicago, Illinois. I'm Kenny Slagg, and I salute you.
And now back to Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century. Here, then, is Kenny Slagg.
Thanks, Jerry. Principles of abundance in the 21st century, much like these chimes that you hear, will fade in and out of your life, but they're a pleasant thing. They are the background, the back noise of your life. And as we continue to immerse ourselves, continue to coat ourselves in the oil of Tennis Boy, you'll learn that the principles of abundance in the 21st century work for you. Now, is this a religion? I can assure you, no, it's not. When I use the term Godhead, what I'm actually saying is aspects of personality or aspects of psychology. These are those personas that make all of us work, that make us better as people. Tennis Boy, Tennis Kenny, Kenny Slagg Boy and Slagg Off are all aspects of my personality. You have yours. Let's talk to Audra for a moment. Audra, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, Kenny.
Audra, you've been my producer for a long time.
I have.
And Audra, what are the aspects of persona that help you drive ever more into the principles of abundance?
Well, I am Audra Crone. I am Audra Love. And when I'm working with you, I'm Audra Kenny Boy.
Audra Kenny Boy. And that helps you do what?
What that does, Kenny, is it helps me focus my persona. It helps me focus my energy. I draw the abundance to me, and through me, I go through Kenny Boy, and then, of course, the routing number to the bank account.
Now, a lot of people think, well, what am I doing, earning money and giving it to Kenny Slagg? How does that help me with my principles of abundance? What do you say to that?
Well, I say to that what I say to everyone. It's none of your business, and we don't mean that in a bad way.
We certainly do not.
But it is none of your business what Kenny Slagg, Tennis Boy, Kenny Boy, and Slagg Boy, what they do with your money is their business and their business. Sorry, Kenny.
Rolling.
What they do with...
Take three. Rolling.
What they do with their abundance is our business and their business, but it's none of their business.
Thanks very much, Audra. So now you understand that while we mean well, and while we are here for you, morning, noon, and night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can't possibly ask the question, what are you doing with my money? Because that's exactly the lack of trust that Kenny Boy and Slagg Boy...
Cut. Can I ask a question?
What?
Who's Slagg Boy? Is that a real guy?
Are you...
I'll handle it, Kenny. Are you Principles of Abundance?
No, I'm not.
Then don't ask.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with you. You're the engineer. Just do it.
Sorry, I didn't... Rolling.
Slagg Boy, Kenny Boy, and Tennis Boy are the three aspects of Persona A. That is what I use as my engine. You may petition Slagg Boy, and he will then ferry that. And when we say ferry, we mean F-E-R-R-Y. We get a lot of jokes and a lot of juvenile comments, especially on our hotline. And please don't jam up our answer line with a lot of giggling and jokes about ferrying things, this and that, and so forth. When we say that Slag Boy will ferry all of these communications over to Kenny Boy, what we mean is the energy then transmits. If you'd like to know more about Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century, here's Bill Hauser.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century, the booklet, pamphlet, and the full 15-volume collection can be yours by writing to Kenny Slag, Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century, Kroner Building, East Tower, Chicago, Illinois.
It can be yours. This whole beautiful world can be yours, and we can share it together. Me, you, Kenny Slag, Kenny Boy, Tennis Boy, and Slag Boy. And now, part four.
Kenny Slag, Slag Off.
What is the Slag Off? It's a very, very simple process. The Slag Off is a way that we connect to your brain. The brain has five different areas: the modi, the elliptical, subtane, and uptane. In the brain are different messages. Some of them are kind and gentle, and others tell you bad things. What we want you to know is, in that brain is also the potentiality of the Kenny Slag way, or if you will, Slag Off. Slag Off occurs when you recognize that you will never be as wealthy as, say, Kenny Slag or others, but you can be a conduit for that wealth. Then you go to that bank account and begin to send those dollars and cents cut.
What's wrong, Kenny?
The script doesn't... I don't have all the pages. Would you turn that off, please?
Don't you want to have the...
No, we don't want the sound effects. It's driving Kenny nuts.
Sorry.
And by the way, that's what we play at the end of the show, okay?
All right.
Turn it off, will you, man?
Sorry.
God!
And rolling.
Slag Off is a way that we connect to the different parts of our brain. The five different parts are Sector 1, Sector 2, Hallway, Gym, Locker Room, and Canteen. These are the areas of the brain that interact with Slag Boy. Slag Boy's voice in the brain is Slag Off, and Slag Off represents all that is Kenny Slag's 21st century principles. So let's recap. When you are in a state of slag, that means you are collecting the abundance. Do you keep it? Not yet. You will. You'll be abundant beyond your wildest dreams, but right now you're in slag. That means all of that is transmitted via the special compartments that we talked about in our second show to the slag brain. The great slag brain sits in an office here in the Kroner Building. It's, in fact, sitting right behind me. Yeah, I can tell you, it makes me a little uneasy knowing that the great slag brain is watching every move I make. But I'm up to the task. You, on the other hand, you never have to deal with slag brain. You deal with your slag boy, your Kenny boy, and your tennis Kenny. Those are the areas where you go. Me, I've got to turn around and go back into this office where the slag brain awaits and it has questions for me. Well, don't worry about it. I'll answer its questions and more as we continue to move through this marvelous, marvelous universe known as Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Kenny Slag, Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Take two.
Kenny Slag, Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Now, the Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century recognize that you need our focus mantra. That is the picture of me playing tennis last summer.
Take two.
That is the picture of me playing tennis last summer on Hilton Head Island. I'm wearing tennis gear, I have on a visor, and I'm looking back as I'm forehanding a shot. The eyes, the all-seeing eyes, will penetrate and connect with your own eyes. That's when you know you've connected with Kenny Boy and Tennis Boy. The slag will come later. We've gotten you up to speed on slag only so that you know it exists. If at any time during our programs you hear me scream or sound as if I'm in trouble, do nothing. I repeat, do nothing. That's simply the slag brain contacting me with perhaps a question or two. So if you hear me scream during any part of our session, do nothing, do not move, do not pick up a phone. That's simply the slag brain wanting to connect with me. I can deal with it, I can assure you. Well, this has been a wonderful, wonderful time, and I hope that...
That is the timer. No more time is allotted for Kenny Slag. No more time is allotted for Kenny Slag. 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 Kenny Slag. You bet, Kenny Slag.